But, you know, we were talking about the piousaw bird in an Alton, Illinois, up there on the cliffs overlooking the Mississippi. There is a painting of this creature bird, and there's been a myth that has gone along with it. And, of course, being from St. Louis, which is right across the Mississippi facing Alton, I'm very aware of this myth. And not too long ago, I recorded the piousaw bird story, and because we're talking about the Thunderbirds, and quite frankly, the piousaw bird was probably that. I want you to hear this, and then we'll be right back for the rest of your calls on Coast to Coast AM. The piousaw bird. Before the village of the Illini, the mighty river swept to the south, clear and fresh, and the surrounding woods were rich with game. The bluffs and the mighty trees shielded the Illini from the harsh winds that sometimes swept in from the north. Their village was secure and a happy place. Chief of the Illini was Watoga. He and his old friends had led his tribe in the ways of peace for most of his life. Watoga and his people loved their home and their way of life. Then one morning, as the sun began to climb towards the summit of its cloudless sky, terror touched the Illini. The village stirred. A number of younger braves were leaving on an early morning fishing expedition. Some were already on the river in their canoes, others preparing to embark, when suddenly the very earth seemed to shudder with the sound of an alien scream. Out of the western sky came a gigantic flying monster. Its body was much the size and shape of a horse. Long white fangs stabbed upward from the protruding lower jaw, and flames leaped from its nostrils. Two white deer-like horns angled wickedly from its head. Its huge wings pounded the air with such force the trees bent. Its stubby legs held dagger-like talons, and its spiked tail wound around the grotesque body three times. Almost before the braves realized their danger, the beast, soon to be named the piousaw bird, swooped across the beach and carried one away. From that moment on, the Illini were terrorized by this incredible and bloodthirsty monster. Each morning and afternoon thereafter, the piousaw bird came, shattering the peace of the village with its blood-chilling screams and the thunderous beat of its wings. More often than not, it returned to its lair with a victim. The Illini looked to their chief Watoga for a solution to this menace. Time and time again, he had led them through the trials of famine, illness, and the threat of warlike tribes. But Watoga felt helpless before this danger, and the years weighed heavily upon him. The beast seemed invulnerable. His body was covered with scales like a coat of iron. The best efforts of Terahai Anawaka, the arrow maker, and the tribe's finest archers were to no avail. Then Watoga appealed to the Great Spirit. For nearly a full moon, he prayed and fasted. Then in a dream, he found the answer. The body of the piousaw bird was not protected under the wings. After offering thanks to the Great Spirit, Watoga called the tribe together and devised a plan that could destroy the piousaw bird. And all that day, Terahai Anawaka sharpened arrows and painted them with poison while the tribe fasted and prayed. That night, Watoga and six of the finest braves crept to the top of the high bluff overlooking the Great Father of Waters. When dawn came, only Watoga was visible, standing straight and firm in the full view. The braves were hidden nearby behind a rock ledge, bows ready. Suddenly, the scream of the piousaw bird broke the silence, and the winged monster swept into view. Immediately, it sighted Watoga, and with what seemed like a shriek of delight, it pounced as it did. Watoga fell to the ground and grasped the strong roots that grew there. The pain of the talons, sinking into his flesh, inspired him to grip the roots even more tightly, as the piousaw bird raised its great wings in an effort to carry off its victim. The six braves stepped from their hiding place and shot six poisoned arrows into the unprotected place beneath the beast's wings. Again and again, the bird raised its wings to fly, but Watoga held fast. With each and every time, six poisoned arrows drove into the bird's vulnerable spot. Finally, the poison did its job. With a scream of agony, the piousaw bird released its hold on Watoga and plunged down the bluff to disappear forever in the swift waters of the great river. Carefully, tenderly, the braves carried Watoga to his teepee, where in time he was nursed back to health. Then a great celebration was held in the camp of the Illini. The next day, the arrow maker mixed paints, and carrying them off to the bluff, painted a picture of the Paiasa bird in tribute to the victory of Watoka and the Illini. Every time an Indian passed that painting, he shot an arrow in salute to the bravery of Watoga and the deliverance from the Paiasa bird.